Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The projected sea level rise of the next quarter century or so because of climate change will occur, albeit briefly, in Miami next Thursday. On that day, the alignment of the sun, earth, and moon will produce a king tide, the highest high tide of the year, a full foot above normal, or about half the sea level rise Miami is expected to experience by 2060. Construction crews are racing to fit plugs in the city's stormwater drains that dump into the sea and suddenly provide a conduit for rising seawater directly to the streets, and to complete installation of four enormous pumps with which to fight the incoming tide. By pumping water where? Back into the rising sea? Isn't that a little bit like bailing one end of a boat into the other end of the boat? Thus we get a preview not just of sea level rise, but of the hapless human response to it. Actually, the preview has already been underway along the entire U.S. East Coast for several years. A NOAA study released in July found that coastal flooding not only is increasing along the entire East and Gulf coasts, but the rate of increase is increasing. Ground zero for this slow-motion disaster is Norfolk, Virginia, where the sea is rising faster than anywhere on the coast, and the ground is sinking, not only from geologic subsidence, which is usually named as the culprit, but because of enormous withdrawals of water from the aquifers underlying the land. Turns out those seaside condo high-rises are flushing their own foundations. When it rains at high tide in Norfolk anything more than a heavy dew, streets and basements flood and the light rail system, just 3 years old, has to shut down. Norfolk Mayor Paul Frayne is in a desperate search for $1 billion to build seawalls, raise roads, and install drains to deal with a disaster that is no longer approaching. It has arrived. An exhaustive survey of the situation by Reuters, published 2 weeks ago, found sea level rise well underway from Maine to Florida. It said the following. Since 2001, water has reached flood levels an average of 20 days or more a year in Annapolis, Maryland, Wilmington, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Atlantic City, New Jersey, Sandy Hook, New Jersey, and Charleston, South Carolina. Before 1971, none of these locations averaged more than 5 days a year. So what is about to happen in Miami is a little like pausing the movie 30 minutes in to look at the trailer again. In this movie's opening scenes, seawater frequently bubbles up into the city's streets on perfectly sunny days, swamping streets and damaging businesses. Frantic city administrators looking for help are studiously ignored by state and national politicians who refuse to admit climate change exists, and therefore cannot admit that their cities are drowning. Miami knows it's going under, but there's little it can do. Seawalls are futile just about everywhere, but especially on Florida's limestone. It would be like building a dam on top of a sponge. Pumps, even multi-million-dollar pumps that disgorge 7,000 gallons a second, are probably just as futile, but Miami has budgeted over $300 million to install 50 of them. Oh, and they're trying to persuade developers to put new buildings on stilts. So tune in next Thursday for a preview of events that are, as they say, already in progress. keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.